Blessed are the Immaculate upon the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words I just read to you, blessed are the Immaculate upon the way, come from today's introit of the Ember Friday Mass. And while we're speaking about the way, a journey, for the few days before Christmas, the 7 days before, Holy Mother Church has her clergy sing at the hour of Vespers what we call the O antiphons. And they each of them start out with the word O, like surprise. Today's is O Key of David. And then there is a supplication for him to please come and redeem us from our captivity. Now there's seven of them, and the monks who wrote these centuries ago, they did it something a little bit sneaky. If you go backwards and take the first letter of the first word after O, take the first letter going backwards from day seven all the way to one, you come up with the two Latin words Ero, cras. And it means, our Lord is saying these words, I will be there tomorrow. It's a beautiful thing. As we pray for him to come into our hearts, he says, I will be there. I am coming. There's yet another journey that we're talking about in today's Mass, however. It's the journey of Our Lady to her cousin Elizabeth. Now they say that whenever there are two people, that the sorrows are split in half, so that each person has only half of a sorrow to bear, half the weight of a cross. But that when there are joys between two people, then it doubles itself. And that's how it was with Our Lady and Saint Elizabeth. You know how it went. There she was, and she had just said yes to becoming the Mother of God. And she had no one to tell that to share that news with in Nazareth. But the angel Gabriel suggested something when he said to her, Behold thy cousin Elizabeth. She also is with child. And she took it to mean, well, then I should go, and I'll give her the news. And it says that she rose and she went with haste. The journey took about 4 days, but the gospel says she went with haste, thus showing, as the saints and scripture scholars tell us, it shows us with what eagerness Our Lady goes out to do her business. And she does it modestly, too. Not looking around or anything, and she's doing it very prayerfully, just as we should through this journey of ours through life. But there are two paintings, actually, about this mystery that concern the angels. One of them, because Our Lady traveled alone, in a sense, St. Joseph wasn't with her, according to some, St. Joseph was not with her yet on this journey, and according to others, he was. But in any case, this particular author says she was alone except with the Christ child. But the angels were all around. And some in this painting, they were depicted moving the thorns out of the way and the big rocks and boulders out of the path, clearing the way for Christ, just as St. John the Baptist did. And the other painting had the angels scattering flower petals before Our Lady as she walked through the mountainous regions. But in any case, it was a haste-filled journey, yet done with recollection, because Christ was there. And when she arrived finally at the house of St. Elizabeth, what beautiful mystery unfolded itself at that time. She walked in, and she was the first. Although greater in dignity, she was the first to respond, because the youngest should always, in etiquette, should always speak first, should always greet the elder first. But, and then St. John the Baptist, he greeted our Lord first and leapt for joy in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth. And at that very moment, he was purified, he was cleansed of original sin. And then Elizabeth spoke. She finished the Hail Mary that St. Gabriel had started just 4 days before. Blessed art thou among all women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, she said. And then you see the joy come out of Mary's immaculate heart in her canticle, the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And as she speaks of all of her great gifts, and especially the gift of the Savior to mankind. But we must never forget that this mystery continues even today. No one along the way to St. Elizabeth's house saw the Christ child or all the graces that were being given. And so today, you do not see the mother nor the son, but they're here and walking along, helping us along the path of our life to remain immaculate. They say that there is no one that enters our homes more than Our Lady. And she always brings the Christ child. So many people have been converted to the faith because Mary came. And she brought the child with her and gave the child to them. And they got the gift of the faith. If you want to see results in your own family or among friends or in the world, you must pray your rosary. Stay with her, walk with her, meditate those mysteries. Mm-hmm. She'll always bring you Christ. You will become holier, and then she'll make you in turn like unto herself, in this sense that you will then carry Christ into the world by your virtues, by a holy life and a good example. And how many times, you might not even know it, but you might even convert, save just one soul in your lifetime. Then it's worth all the crosses and trials that come. But let us finish out this journey to Christmas with rosary in hand, walking behind Our Lady with Christ, the Christ child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.